Operation Sandman. Most people have never heard of Operation Sandman. I'll lay the foundation. 100 nations which would purposely collapse the U.S. dollar and destroy their economies by de-dollarizing. For those who don't know, Operation Sandman is a collaboration of 100 nations plus nations in agreement to simultaneously sell off their U.S. Treasury holdings, sending them back to the U.S. to collapse the U.S. dollar. The narrative just went public with 2 weeks' notice. Get ready. This was out of Burning Platform, March 29th, 2023, about a year ago. Operation Sandman. Say goodbye to the dollar. Project Sandman describes a 100-plus nation agreement that, when triggered, will see those nations simultaneously dump the dollar and abandon the petrodollar status that has allowed the United States to enjoy 50 years of fiat currency counterfeiting and material abundance at the expense of everyone else. When this decision is triggered, the dollar and all dollar-denominated assets will plunge to near zero, literally overnight. This means all dollar-denominated bank accounts, bonds, pension funds, treasuries, and other investment vehicles will essentially be worth zero for the simple reason that all banks and markets will freeze operations. Any funds you have in the stock market will be stuck in those markets, and the entire infrastructure of banking and finance will suffer a catastrophic liquid crisis that will freeze nearly all financial sanction transactions. Again, the Burning Platform, March 29, 2023. The Operation Sandman, the nations decided at this point it would be too dangerous to trigger Operation Sandman. But the principle behind the nations, and these nations are what are referred to as multipolar nations. Sorry, I had to turn my volume up. I wasn't watching the board. I get too into watching the minutes. I watch the clock. It distracts me. I'm extremely easily distracted. So I apologize for, hope I'm not blowing out your speakers. Operation Sandman, 100 nations plus, dumping the dollar. Going back to Vladimir Putin's article, this was out of January 30th. Russia says ditching the United States dollar is a top priority in 2024. American people don't realize the hatred the nations have toward the United States government. Not just the government, but they really have a hatred toward the American people, because we can't separate the two in a sense. The American people go abroad. We have an attitude that we own the world. We are better than the people of the world. We are very arrogant. We are very self-centered. We are pompous, every other word. And that is truly the attitude of many Americans as they travel abroad, especially if they're employed by the federal government. The article was out of Watcher.guru. Following the theme that led the BRICS alliance through last year, Russia has said that ditching the U.S. dollar is 2024's top priority. Indeed, the country is set to embrace the chairmanship of the group this year. Subsequently, it discussed the current financial reality of the global economic order as its most pressing point of cooperation. The statement was made at a recent gathering of BRICS, Sherpas, and Sherpas that took place Monday. There, all the BRICS nations were represented, including the five newest expanded countries. Moreover, the gathering was the first time that Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, Egypt, and Ethiopia gathered with the alliance originators. So, the United States, or the Russia, is committed to de-dollarizing during its 2024 chairmanship. Throughout the last year, the BRICS Economic Alliance experienced notable growth. Indeed, the collective enacted its first expansion effort since 2001. Moreover, they committed wholeheartedly to its de-dollarization plan. Subsequently, various initiatives to lessen the prevalence of the U.S. dollar on the global scale. This administration, the reason we're in the Middle East, the reason we're going to sanction these Arab nations is for this reason. But this time, we're not going to be able to go in to these nations and assassinate their leaders. There's not going to be any assassinations this time. The Arab Emirates, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, these nations aren't going to be invaded by the United States of America, like Libya and like Afghanistan, like Saddam Hussein. Nope, this time it's different. This time these nations will be protected by Russia and China. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
So this is the plan of Russia this year to de-dollarize, to ditch the U.S. dollar. So in line with the decision of the BRICS leaders in Johannesburg, we will explore ways to make greater use of the national and local currency and payment instruments in our cross-border transactions. Sergey Ryabkov stated during the meeting. He also added, this would be done to reduce the negative side effects on the currency global economic system. Russia spearheaded the BRICS de-dollarization plan after Western sanctions were opposed following the invasion of Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. All that was needed was the United States to push putting nuclear weapons in eastern Ukraine. That's all it took. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Russia had no choice but to invade Ukraine. America decides they're going to sanction Russia, keep Russia out of the international market, and it didn't work. And Russia responds by beginning to implement the strategy of using the currencies of the multipolar world nations in the BRICS network, BRICS Plus network, and the strategy destroyed the United States by using their own plans that we have used, sanctioning countries that don't go along with our desires. We sanction them economically. Well, Russia's done the exact same thing. Vladimir Putin put in, I say, by God. And Putin, a brilliant individual, has done really more for the world than any of the leaders of the Western nations other than maybe Donald Trump. You have empire. The nations collectively had no way to cut the rope from the tree that the United States was using to strangle developing nations. But now Vladimir Putin, he took over the first day of this century, and he was ready. And he began systematically working with other nations, encouraging them, giving strategy, direction into hitting back or resisting the globalists of the West. And the nations began to realize that what he was presenting to these nations was hope to be free, a hope that would free them from American dominance. He's a brilliant man. Hate him. Disagree with him. He's not communist. He knows what happened to his nation during the years of communism, which was a pilgrim society out of the City of London plan. These people put Lenin in power to destroy Russia. The Bolshevik Revolution was a British plan, a pilgrim society plan, in cahoots with Pilgrim Society in New York City. Basically a Rockefeller operation. And the Rockefeller plan was to eventually overthrow, to take over, to one up the Rothschild family. And this occurred in the mid-70s. The Rothschilds are not the number one dynasty in the world any longer. That dynasty that replaced the Rothschild dynasties was the Rockefeller dynasties out of the USA empire. And as crazy as it seems, this family, most of the initial planners are no longer on this earth. But their foundations are just as powerful as they were when Nelson and David and the family members were alive. They own the country, but the country owning America, ruling America, is not enough. The world is the objective, the whole world. Vladimir Putin has studied the Rockefeller dynasty. He's followed all of the political dynasties of this country. The Bushes, he knew what the Bushes were doing. He knew what the Clintons were doing. He is the only individual, I say, that was able to understand the power structure of the United States of America. It's not the government, so to speak. It is dynasties. It is families. Older families and younger families. So he was able to... He knew how to bring and destroy the stranglehold of this country on the nations, and that would be through destroying the power of the petrodollar. To do that, he needed China. The man that he knew he could depend on was Xi Jinping. Don't misunderstand that Xi Putin is very clear on Xi's objectives, his motives. Xi wants to rule the world. The Chinese believe they have rights to rule the world. And what's standing in their way, number one, is Russia. Number two, India. Number three, America. Number four, nations in the Middle East. China, to accomplish what Xi envisions, they must own Taiwan and eventually South Korea, the Philippines, all of the landmass to the south of China. They won't be able to control India. India is the other threat to China. So China will never rule the world. America's rule of the world is about to end. Russia, as a nation, her destiny is just about to come to an end also. Russia is destroyed for the Christian audience. Russia is going to be destroyed when Russia invades the Middle East. Many Christians in this country, evangelical Christians who don't know Bible prophecy, the people listening that aren't Christians are probably going to understand what I'm saying more easily than most Christians. Christians have too many preconceived wrong interpretations. Russia will be destroyed 7+ years before Armageddon. Christians will believe that Armageddon, or that Russia, when Russia's destroyed while attacking Israel with other nations, that is Armageddon. No. The prophecy of Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39 makes it very clear. China is not involved in that war. The kings of the East are not involved in Russia's destruction. China comes 7+ years later to Armageddon. Russia doesn't come to Armageddon. China doesn't come to Russia's war in the Middle East. America will be involved at Armageddon. All of the Antichrist armies will be at Armageddon, 7+ years after Russia is destroyed. Vladimir Putin knew that the only way to accomplish his objective to destroy America economically, you destroy America's economy, the nation will shrivel up, die, and blow away. Putin knows that. And God put Vladimir Putin in. I say he was put in by God, just like Benjamin Netanyahu was to be the prime minister to begin this war in Gaza and to end the wars in the surrounding area, in Gaza, West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. Egypt is going to make a mistake. Egypt is going to some degree support, to a great degree, support Hamas and the Islamic terrorists. And eventually, when the United States, in the not too distant future, after Israel wins this war in the Middle East, in Gaza, the United States and the UN already have determined they're going to come in and they're going to occupy and decide what happens to the people in Gaza. Well, Israel is going to make the decision, but eventually Israel is going to make a mistake and make agreements with the United States, and eventually the United States is going to invade Israel. Egypt is going to attack the United States. The United States is going to respond according to the scripture and nuke Egypt. And it says that Egypt won't be inhabited for 40 years. The nation is uninhabitable for 40 years. That'll be 40 years into roughly Christ's millennial kingdom. So everything in the Bible, from the view of the scripture, everything makes sense. Putin makes sense. Netanyahu makes sense. Donald Trump makes things perfectly clear. The way that America begins to destroy the nations, why? Because the nations are going to try to they are going to de-dollarize and are going to destroy America's economy. But before they destroy America's economy, these ruling families of this nation are going to take their wealth out of this country. They're going to take their dollars and do something else with the dollars, because the dollars are going to be worthless. They know it. It's too late. They already know the dollar is going to be worthless. They don't want you. They don't want you and I to know that. They want us to just die on the vine. But they are going to get their wealth out of this country. And many of the deep, deep insiders know this country very shortly is going to go to the landfill of history. They know that. And they don't care what happens in this country, because they're not going to be here. They're building their underground bunkers outside the U.S. border. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, and the kid. Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC. The baby boom generation, the greatest generation in world's history. According to the Bible, it's in the Bible. The baby boom generation of America was in the scriptures. King David spoke of a final generation in Psalm 24:6. The greatest generation ever in the history of the world. If you were to use a graph, on one hand, it would be the most wonderful generation, people that would be the best, the finest people ever born. On the same graph, on the negative side, the worst human beings ever to live in American history. Out of the baby boom generation would come the Antichrist and the false prophet. Out of the baby boom generation period of time would come Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Jeb Bush, all the criminals that would come out of this cesspool in the seven hills of hell that go deep to Gehenna, Washington, D.C. But at the same time, again, you would have the finest people the world really has ever known. Just in the natural world and in the spiritual world, the greatest and most godly people will be are alive presently in this generation. These people are the target of the devil and his children. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? What is America planning for the world? When Russia comes out and says that they're going to de-dollarize, that's the plan, to de-dollarize in the BRICS plus nations, what do you think America's response is going to be? I promise you, it is going to be war. And the United States will use bio-warfare, chemical warfare, techno-warfare, AI warfare against the nations that will try to destroy this empire. There's no saving this empire. It's going to be destroyed. The people of this country don't realize what is happening. For the most part, they're clueless. For the people that do know what is happening, consider yourself to be very, very blessed, even favored by God, because you want to know the truth. God is faithful to show you the truth through different means. The truth will be presented to you, as difficult as it may be. Truth isn't, truth doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be all festive and, rose petals. No, truth gives you hard, cold fact. The Lord Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. He is life abundant while we live in our human shell, in our bodies, life abundant. But he is also life eternal. The only way, the only hope that we have is with the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer, because he promises you abundant life in this lifetime, as difficult as it may be. You will have life, you will have joy, and you will have eternal life with him in the not too far future. He's the only hope for the whole world. Outside of him, you're gambling. You're gambling the days away. He said that anyone who comes to him will never perish. You may die physically, but perish means eternally. You won't perish eternally. Russia says our mission this year is to, within the company of nations working together, we're going to quit using the dollar. America, this administration, the rulers of the West, when they hear this kind of talk, there's only one direction they can go. Build more bullets, bombs, send up more spaceships, or send up more satellites, more cameras, more listening devices, further the AI terror program as quickly as possible. All of the money, the wealth of the world, is being used by the devil to build this system of control, this apparatus of terror. That is what the wealth of the world is being used for. Corporations, IBM, Microsoft, etc. Build this technology network to track everyone and to read their minds. And if we suspect that there is something that in their mind that we that is going to resist what we want to do, well, we'll just make sure they end up in prison. And you know, they're sending out these drones to deliver packages. Well, why wouldn't they build drones to land right outside your front door, put you inside, and carry you to wherever they want you to go? They have these drones that are small enough, smaller than an airplane. They'll just fly a drone to your front door, and you have to get inside. You don't have a choice. They're more efficient than a helicopter. Don't think this can't happen. They can read your mind. We'll be back in just a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? He's going to destroy the nations.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairground. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the Exhibit Building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Oh,
So you don't know how they're going to come and get you. Maybe a van will pull up. Who knows? Maybe a drone will just drop, park outside on the street, and you'll get inside and disappear. We're in the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus, he said that these times would be so fearful that grown men would have heart attacks just because of fear. Every day we read, see, hear the most bizarre news that you can even imagine. Yesterday, some brainwashed MK Ultra individual cuts off his father's head. Don't think these people haven't been brainwashed. Chances are, this individual, I don't know anything about who his parents are. Somebody is involved in the military, whether his father, his mother, I assume, that's my speculation, that on top of that, he may have had been on psychotropic drugs of some sort, or he had been hearing things in his head through some type of military weapon operation, CIA, who knows which letter agency. But nevertheless, every day something like this takes place. And this is exactly what Christ said, or actually what it was stated. Well, no, Christ did say it also. But in the Old Testament, the days in which we live, Christ said in Matthew 24, would be just like the days of Noah. There would be chaos and violence internationally. Violence that, like it was in the days of Noah. We're in a mad, violent world. It's going to get worse. People think about this individual, Zelensky. Would you consider Zelensky to be rational in any way? Would you consider him to be normal? What about the imposter that never goes to the White House? Would you consider this individual to be reasonable, logical, in any way? These people that we see every day in the news, I can guarantee you, I would not care to have a cup of coffee with them. In fact, there's been times when some of the ex-presidents or the former presidents would come to Denver. I made sure I was somewhere else. I don't want to be around these people. And it does say that the companion of fools suffers harm in the Proverbs. You want to suffer harm? Hang around with people that are fools. You look at the crime and these gangs. The fools hang around with the fools and they both suffer harm. But fortunately for them, they don't end up in prison anymore because they have a get out of jail free card. As long as they're a Democrat, if they have a Obama phone or government phone paid for monthly by the government, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. So Vladimir Putin, de-dollarization, this is a big topic this year, major topic, because it will affect the American people like we cannot imagine. Now, Russia's committed to de-dollarization during this chairmanship that they are now overseeing. And out of Watcher.guru, five U.S. sectors will be affected if the BRIC ditches the dollar for trade. And they're going to. It won't happen all at once overnight, but it's going to happen. Here are the five sectors that are going to be affected. Naturally, banking and finance. Secondly, technology and fintech. I'll have to look up fintech. I remember what I forgot what it was, what it means. Thirdly, international trade and investment. The ships that come to the ports won't use dollars. The ships will either sit there until we give them gold, or they will sail back to where they came from. International trade and investment, consumer goods and retail. Yep, that's what's coming over on these ships. Goods. It'll affect travel and tourism. And I have mentioned this before. The law has already been passed. And you're going to have to wait for me to update you on that law. We're going to go to a break. When I come back, already this government can punish those who trade with the BRICS nations.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Very prophetic. Again, people out of the baby boom generation writing music in the 60s and 70s that are very prophetic and apply more to this generation than they did to that generation. America as a monster at that time wasn't understood. America presently, it's much more clear what this country is. the nations of the world suffer, and the people within the borders, the citizens of this country, suffer. You cannot make friends befriend the monster. You can't. You see, the monster is part of the kingdom of darkness. It's not part of the kingdom of heaven. God even uses the kingdom of darkness for his purpose. God said that his children have to occupy until his return, whether it be in Rome, whether it be in Spain, during the Europe, during the Dark Ages. God uses the kingdom of darkness to further his kingdom in every generation. Now, the nations, there are laws. I had read this 5 months ago. I don't have it before me. I'm going to do another program on it. Companies in this country that are not government companies, corporations, if you have a business and you start to do business with any, let's say you have $1 billion and you start to do any type of business with one of the multipolar world nations that are going to de-dollarize, you will have your bank account seized, you will have your house seized, your mortgage will be taken, everything you have will be seized. It is against the law. The bill has already been signed by the not President Biden on behalf of the hidden President Obama. Anybody, any business, any individual trying to take their money off of U.S. soil and invest it or hide it in any nation in the multipolar world network, you will lose every penny. And after you've lost every penny, you won't be able to hire any attorneys. You will be a criminal. You'll be an enemy of the state. And you will probably, like these poor souls in January 6th, you'll be incarcerated and no one will know where you are. You won't receive visitors. Who is going to stand up against the monster? Who's going to make war with the Antichrist is the way that John put it in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Who can make war with the beast? Well, we're finished for this week. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And may the Prince of Peace be with you tonight, and may his peace be with you through the weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you next week.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.